कामं ववर्ष पर्जन्यः
कामं ववर्ष पर्जन्यः
सर्वकामधुकामहि शिशिचुक्ष्म व्रजाङ्गावः
शिशिचुक्ष्म व्रजाङ्गावः
पयसोधस्वतिर्मुदा कामं ववर्ष पर्जन्यः
कामं ववर्ष पर्जन्यः
सर्वकामधुकामहि
शिशिचुक्ष्म व्रजाङ्गावः
पयसोधस्पतिर्मुदा
Any other can read?
10th chapter, text 4.
Translation. During the reign of Maharaj Yudhishthir, the clouds showered all the water that people needed, and the earth produced all the necessities of man in profusion. Due to its fatty milk bag and cheerful attitude, the cow used to moisten the grazing ground with milk.
Kamang, dharmartha kama moksha. In the human society, to make everything very regulative, the prescription is dharma, artha, kama, and moksha. Dharma means to be situated in one's position. That is called dharma. Dharma is not a kind of faith. Faith is sometimes blind. That is not dharma. Just like we say, varnasam dharma. Chatur varnang maya system, varna, brahman, kshatri, vaishya, shudra, brahmachari, grihastha, vanaprastha, sannyasi. This combination of eight makes dharma, constitutional position. Everyone is animal. So if one is not trained up in these eight principles of human society, so that is not dharma, it is sentiment. Less intelligent class of man, they manufacture some process of so-called dharma, sentiment, but that does not stand very long. It will vanquish. But if dharma is accepted on the principles of this varnasam dharma, that is, for material purpose, that is not for spiritual purpose. Although there is hint of spiritual life, still they are prakita. So dharma, artha, kammukha. Dharma means to stay in one's constitutional position. That is dharma. Artha, means keeping oneself in one's constitutional position to get livelihood, artha. Without artha, livelihood, kama. The sense gratification or fulfilling the needs of life, that is kama. Just like devotees, they have also got kama. We are trying to become devotee This is also one kind of kama, but this is spiritual kama. It is not material. Narottam Das Thakur has described kama krishna karmatrane. Because there is kama, and when the kama is not fulfilled, generally materially kama means lust, desire. So if our kama, lust or desire is not fulfilled, the next position is krodha. Kama, krodha, lobha, moha, mada, masajya, bhaya. These are different associates, one after another. If your desire is not fulfilled, then you become angry. Then after becoming angry, you become very greedy. Then you become bewildered. Then become illusioned. Then you become fearful. Therefore, there must be some regulative principle to fulfill our desire. And how the regulative principle comes to be fulfilled? Here it is said, kama bavarsa parjanya. Bavarsa means souring. And parjanya means rain. Parjanya, rain. So our all needs are showered from up. Therefore we pray. Eko jo bahunam vidadhati kaman. God, rain is not under your control. Rain, it comes from sky through the cloud. It is not under your control. When there is scarcity of rain, it is not your so-called science can produce rain. No, that is not possible. Drop, so many places, last 2-3 years. So kamam, our necessities of life, from material point of view, it is fulfilled by rainfall from the sky. If there is no rainfall, you cannot produce anything. Kamam bhavsa, this is the description during the reign of Maharaj Yudhishthira. Maharaj Yudhishthira was the king of this earth, and he was so pious that on account of his piety, Krishna supplied everything sumptuously. Now, have you ever experienced? Now, here it is stated, Shishu chusma brajana gava. Now, we are hankering after milk. But in those days, during Maharaj Yudhishthira's time, milk was so sufficiently produced that before milking the cow, it supplied milk so sufficiently that the, what is called, grazing ground, pasturing ground, they become muddy. They become muddy with milk. Now, with the scarcity of rain, the earth also does not become muddy. It becomes dry, hard. But in those days, with milk, it was muddy. Just imagine how much milk was. And how it is possible? Sisi chusma brajana gava payasudhas bati muda. The milk bag was so fatty and full with milk. Why? Muda. They were so happy. They are so happy. If you keep the cows happy, then cows will supply large quantity of milk. If the cow knows that you are going to kill it, he is always afraid, always fearful. Or this man will kill. They can understand. I have seen in New Vrindavan, one cow was, she was crying because her calf was taken away. So she was feeling so sorry. Now in our New Vrindavan, you see how the cows are happy, how they are dealing. They are not afraid. This is our duty. To keep the cows happy, just like I want to see my wife and children happy. Similarly, it is the duty of the human society to see that the cows feeling very happy. This is human civilization. Otherwise it is tiger civilization, meat eaters. Meat is not eaten by human beings. It is eaten by the dogs, by the tigers, by the animals. So we have created a society for killing cows and eating the meat and maintaining slaughterhouse in the name of religion. This is going on. Now how you can be happy? There cannot be happiness. It is not a sentiment. Therefore, this is most sinful activity, meat eating, cow killing. Most sinful activity. And you have to suffer from it. Unfortunately, these rascals, they do not know what is the result of these sinful activities. They think the life will go on and there is no more life. After finishing of this body, everything will be finished. Atheistic theory. Vasya bhutasya dehasya kutah punaragamana bhavet. Kutah. Who is coming? But that they do not know, rascals. We get information from Krishna. Tathā dehāntara prāpti. You have to accept another body after this, finishing this body. But they are not responsible. They are so irresponsible. They do not care for the next life. The result of pious and sinful activities. So, it appears that how much strictly the cow protection was there, so that the gava, paśudhas batin muda, they were. You will see Krishna is always with cows, and how the cows look very happy with Krishna. And Krishna is personally teaching how to protect cows. He became a cowherd boy. He was king's son, Maharaj Nanda's, but his business was to take the cows and the calves daily to the pasturing ground. And it was very sportive engagement with the cowherd boys. The cows were grazing and the boys, they took their meals in a pot tiffin carrier. Not tiffin carrier in those days, somewhere or other. And they used to eat them, distribute amongst the friends. Sometimes the tiffin carrier was stolen by one boy. And you are searching, and then it was just like the boys do. This was the children's life, to take protection, to give protection to the cows, to the calves. The small children, up to 6 years, 7 years old, they used to take care of the calves. And the elderly men, they used to take care of the or elderly boys, they used to take care of the grown-up cow. So the cows are fed very nicely, Brajan, therefore Vrindavan is called Brajabhum, where there are many cows. It is called Gokula. Gokula, go means cows, and kula means group. Gokula, Govardhana, Govardhana hill. Because the cows were grazing on the hill and profuse grass was being grown and they are enjoying. So there should be arrangement. Just like here we see, there are so many open fields and the cows are grazing, but they cannot be happy because they know that they are simply raised for being killed. They cannot be happy. So our Krishna consciousness movement is not a sentimental movement. It takes care of all round social organization. It is not a something like religious sentiment. Everything should be taken care of. Therefore we say cow protection. Cow protection. Here it is said, kamaṁ vavarsa parjanna sarva kāma dhukhā mohi. Mohi means land. Bhumi. Agni mohi gaganamammu maruddhishas mohi. In another Brahma Sangita, it is said, mohi. Agni mohi gaganamammu maruddhishas kalastathātma manasīti jagatrayāni jasmād bhavanti vibhanti vibhavanti viśanti jancha govindamādi purusam tamaham vajāt. This mohi word is used there in the Vedas, Brahma Sangita. What is that mahi? Agni mahi. You require fire. You require land. You require sky. Agni mahi gagana. Ambu. You require water. Agni mahi gagana mambu. Marut. You require air. You require space. These are requirements. Agni mahi gagana mambu marut. This is kala, you require time, duration, everything is there. Agni mahi gagana mambu maruddhi sastra kalas tathātma. Atma, atma means this body, atma means the mind, and atma means the soul. So, in the Brahma Sangita you see, Agni mahi gagana mam maruddhi sastra kalas tathātma manasīti jagatrayāni jasmād bhavanti. All these things, where from? They are coming. They do not know. Can the scientist say where from so much water has come? So vast oceans, seas. But it has come from Krishna. Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, Bhumi rāpa nalo vāyu khaṅga mano buddhi rīva. Bhinnāmi pakiti astadhā. Bhinnāmi pakiti. It is Krishna's energy. Krishna's energy. So the mohi, the land is there. Just like in America or Australia, there are so much land, in Africa, so much land lying vacant. But they do not know that this land can produce all the needs of life. Sarvakāma dughāmahi. Sarvakāma, whatever you want. Actually, we are getting, just like this Western civilization has created so many slaughterhouses for eating purposes. But what from they are getting? From Mohi, from the land. If there is no pasturing ground, grazing ground, what from they will get the cows and the bulls? There is also, because there is grass on the land and the cows and bulls eat them, therefore they grow. Then you cut their throat, civilized man, and eat. You rascal civilized man. But you are getting from the Mohi, from the land. Without land you cannot. Similarly, instead of cutting the throat of the cow, you can grow your food. Why? You are cutting the throat of the cows. After all, you have to get from the Mohi, from the land. So as they are the animal which you are eating, they are getting their eatables from the land. Why don't you get your eatables from the land? Therefore it is said, sarva-kama dughāvai. You can get all the necessities of your life from land. So, dugha means produce. You can produce your food. Some land should be producing the foodstuff for the animals, and some land should be used for the production of your foodstuff, grains, fruits, flowers, and take milk. Why should you kill these innocent animals? You take, you keep them muda, happy, and you get so much milk that it will moist, it will make wet the ground. This is civilization. This is civilization. And that was being maintained during the time of Maharaj Yudhishthir. That is being described. Maharaj Yudhishthir maintained this standard of civilization. Just see how the economic problems will be solved. Simply by one movement, this Krishna consciousness movement. Try to understand. Mohi, because Mohi will produce everything. Just like here in this Lethmore heath, there is so much land lying vacant. You produce your own food. Why you are going to London to the factories? There is no need. This is wrong civilization. Here is land. You produce your food. If you produce your food, there is no need of going 100 miles, 50 miles on your motorcycle or motor to earn your livelihood. Why? There is no need. Then you require petrol, and the petrol is scarcity. Then you require so many parts, so many. That means you are making the whole thing complicated. Unnecessary. There is no need. Simply, you keep to the land and produce your food, and the cows are there, they will supply you milk. Then where is your economic problem? If you have sufficient grains, sufficient vegetable, sufficient milk, from the land where you are living, where is your economic problem, why you should go to other place? That is Vedic civilization. Everyone should remain in the spot and produce everything as he requires. And God will help you. Because you can produce from the land anywhere. The rainfall is there. If you have got land, and the rainfall is regular, then you can produce anything. Kamang babarsa pajjanna. And how the rainfall will be possible, how regular rainfall, that is described in the Bhagavata. Jagnyat bhavati pajjanna. Pajjanyat anna sambhava. Is there Bhagavad Gita here? Jagnyat bhavati pajjanna. We are trying to give as much possible happiness to our students. Otherwise, unless one feels happy, how? It is little difficult. Unless one is very advanced in Krishna consciousness, one cannot adjust things. Therefore, our policy is that yoga bhavati siddhi, yuktaharo viharascha. Yuktaharo viharascha. Yoga bhavati siddhi. We are yogis, but we are not that kind of yogi, unnecessarily giving trouble to the body. No. Yuktaharo. You eat. You require to eat. You eat. Don't starve. Don't unnecessarily fast. But don't eat voraciously. That is bad. That is not yukta. You eat, but don't eat voraciously, because there is something very palatable. Let me eat voraciously. And then again fall sick. And if you cannot digest, then you will sleep. You will sleep only. Therefore, don't eat more, but eat whatever is necessary. Yuktahara. Yuktahara viharasta yoga bhavati siddhi. Eat whatever necessary, where you can. One man's food, another man's poison. One man eats, say, so much voraciously, the another man cannot digest. If he imitates, so he is eating so much, I will also eat so much. No. He can digest it, let him eat. But if you cannot digest, don't eat more. That is required. Man, what is that word?
Annad bhavanti bhutani parjanya danna sangbhavaha yagyad bhavanti parjanyo yagyah karma samudbhavaha.
That's what he said.
All living bodies subsist on food grains, which are produced from rains. Rains are produced by performance of yagya, or sacrifice, and yagya is born of prescribed duties.
That's it. Everything is cycle. If you execute your prescribed duties as a brahmana, as a kshatriya, as a vaishya, or as a sudra, as a brahmachari, as a grihastha, as a vanaprastha, as a sannyasi, divisions are there. Division must be there. Just like government. For executing nicely the governmental business, there are so many departments. Not that one department. Only king, queen. Then government, why is the government spending so much money maintaining so many, the building? Simply queen's palace, that Buckingham Palace, that is sufficient. No, there must be departments. So these are departments. This brahmana, this kshatriya, the vaishya, the shudra, just like in your body. There are departments. This department, brain, head, this is what is called head office. Head office. Why do you refer to the head office? It has come from this head. Why? Godhead, the Supreme God, head, the Supreme. Therefore we say Godhead. There may be many gods, but Krishna is the Supreme God, head. Head God, Godhead. That is described in the Bhagavad Gita. Mattap paratanam nanyat kinchi jasti dhananjaya. There is no more superior person than me. So the divisions require. The divisions require. So for these divisions, making this division to work very nicely, the social order, there must be division. Brahman, Kshatri, Vaishya, Shudra, without the division. So, read the verse again.
Annad bhavanti.
Annad bhavanti.
Bhutani.
Bhavanti bhutani. Annad. Anna means foodness. Either animal or man. They must eat sufficiently. Either you eat grass or you eat rice or wheat or oats, something must be. So that is why they are called anna. In Sanskrit language, it is called Anna. Anna means food grains. So, Annyat Bhavanti Bhutani. Every living entity lives. Nowadays, there is scarcity of food grains, even the human being cannot eat sufficiently. But formerly, the kings, they used to maintain elephants, they were supplied very nice chapatis. Do you know that? Still there are kings, they are elephants. Therefore, elephant can be maintained by very rich man. If somebody comes, he says, take this elephant, I give you free. Will you take? Will you accept? You know that elephant will devour you. All your means of income, all family income, because you cannot maintain elephant. Therefore, in India, sometimes, when 100 years ago, some students would come in England, especially in London, and make a European English wife. In old days, they were doing that. So, people would say that this man is maintaining one white elephant, because the European wife means very much expenditure. So, one Mr. P.R. Das, he was High Court judge. So, he was taking bribe on account of maintaining white elephant. He married one European wife. The expenditure was very high. And in those days, for Indian, it was a fashion to get a European wife. So this man married one European wife, and his expenditure was very, very heavy. So High Court judge, he was getting only 4,000 rupees, and his expenditure was 10,000 rupees. And therefore, he was taking bribe. He admitted. So when he was detected by the Chief Justice, he was dismissed from the post. But this is the position. You should not expend more than your income. The kamam, what is that? Anyat bhavati bhutani. Bhutani means embodied. Those who have taken, accepted, the living entities. They live by eating anna, either animal or human. We require anna, produce food grains. Food grains are grass or anything, as the animals eat and man eat, you must produce. And that production is there on the ground, not your factory, not in the Birmingham factories. There are many factories in Birmingham. You cannot produce food grain there. Therefore it is said, Annad Bhavanti Bhutani. Then next.
Parjanyad Anna Sambhava.
And Parjanyad Anna Sambhava. Parjanya means that if there is waterfall, rainfall, then you can produce Anna. Parjanyad Anna Sambhava. There is one after another. You require food grains. And for producing food grains, you require sufficient rainfall. Parjanyat anna sambhava. Then?
Yogyat bhavati
parjanyo. Yogyat bhavati parjanyo. And the rain supply will be regular if you perform sacrifice. Therefore, what is that next?
Yogyat bhavati parjanyo. Yagya karma samudbhava.
Yagya karma samudbhava. Yagya. Karma. Karma means, according to the varnasam, Brahman should work according to his own position. They will chant Vedic mantra. That is also one karma activity. They must understand what is Vedas. They must explain. That is Brahman's business. And Kshatriya's business, karma. This is called Kshatra karma, sabhavaja. Brahma karma, sabhavaja. Vaishya karma, sabhavaja. Sudra karma, sabhavaja. by nature, one has got a particular type of work. So, yajna karma sambhava, did I?
Yajna karma samudbhava.
Karma samudbhava. If everyone is doing his duty nicely, as a brahmana, as a kshatriya, as a vaishya, or as a shudra, you know, no. There is no question of that you are being, everyone has to do his work according to his capacity. Just like in ordinary life also, we do not see that everyone is able to do everything. No, there are certain class of men. If you want some help for repairing your electric wiring, you must call for an electrician. Not a carpenter. But when you want to repair a door, you require a carpenter. That is Vedic division. Therefore, there was caste system. Everyone, I have seen in India still, in your country also you find, the porters during Diwali season, they make small dolls. So I have seen the potter's house, the children, 5 or 10 years old, they are also making small dolls. Small dolls. Because by tradition, by family, the father is making doll, the mother is making doll, and the children also learning. Similarly, the weaver, you'll find, you supply, still there are this system. You supply, Gandhi wanted to introduce this system. You produce your thread and give to the weaver, and weaver will give you cloth. Why you are looking after this Manchester cloth? By this moment